This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses UN session on infrastructure and connectivity for landlocked developing countries, stresses need for enhanced infrastructure and transit systems to address challenges of landlocked countries. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel directs secretaries to prepare annual plans for effective implementation of budget for current fiscal year. 13 Nepali nationals remain contactless after cloudburst triggers flood and landslide in Uttarakhand. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu vows full Gaza takeover amid international warnings and rising civilian toll. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said sustainable infrastructures, robust connectivity and seamless transit are essential pillars of growth, resilience and hope in the landlocked developing countries, LLDCs. The Prime Minister made the remark while addressing a high-level thematic roundtable on building sustainable infrastructure, strengthening connectivity and promoting the unfettered transit systems for landlocked developing countries in Awaza of Turkmenistan yesterday. Prime Minister Oli also called for renewed global commitment to support landlocked developing countries, LLDCs, through improved infrastructure, connectivity and transit systems. He said physical, digital and economic integration of LLDCs is vital for equitable and inclusive development. On the occasion, the head of the government informed the world that Nepal is actively expanding and reinforcing cross-border linkages to ensure smooth and uninterrupted transit and trade. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli stated that Nepal has not made any mistakes regarding carbon emissions, but rather the country is simply bearing the consequences of others in terms of the impacts of climate change. At a sideline event of the UN conference entitled Glacial Melt and Beyond, Unraveling the Climate Challenges Impacting LLDCs yesterday, the Prime Minister said that as a Himalayan country, glacial melting was one of the major challenges of Nepal. He shared that Nepal has already been victims of devastation of glacial lake outburst floods. Earlier yesterday, President of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, Jin Lincoln, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has directed the secretaries to prepare an action plan and implement the annual budget accordingly. During a meeting at the Finance Ministry yesterday, the Finance Minister reminded the secretaries to ensure results with proper enforcement of the budget. 13 Nepali nationals from Kusei Rural Municipality 2 in Jajarkot have gone contactless following a devastating cloudburst-induced flood and landslide in Harshil area of Uttarkashi in Uttarakhand of India. Issuing a statement of condolence, the rural municipality expressed deep sorrow over the human and material losses caused by the floods and landslides. Expressing sympathy to the affected families, the rural municipality has drawn the attention of both the Nepali and Indian governments towards the rescue and search operation for the missing Nepali citizens. The municipality urged all citizens to exercise maximum caution as the risk of floods and landslides remains high in the hilly and riverside areas due to the continuous heavy rainfall in recent days. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said that the citizens' right to get early warning notice on disaster will be ensured by 2030. At a national workshop on early warning on disaster organized in Nagarkot yesterday, the Home Minister said every citizen will be ensured with the early warning notice system within 5 years. He said that the early warning notice system has helped reduce humanitarian loss even in the case of heavy rain. The Home Minister reminded the massive loss of human lives recorded in the recent flooding occurred in Raswad district due to lack of notice on early warning, while the cloudburst occurred in Kanchanpur district last year could not cause humanitarian loss due to the early warning system. On the occasion, the participants pointed out the need for proactive roles of all three levels of government to avert the monsoon-induced disasters. The government has proposed a new procedure to address the problems arising from climate change and effectively mobilize the assistance received from the international sector. The Ministry of Finance has prepared the draft of the Climate Finance Mobilization Procedure 2025. The draft procedure has been sent to the stakeholders seeking inputs and recommendations. The International Economic Cooperation Coordination Division under the Ministry of Finance has prepared the draft of the procedure and sent to the public domain for necessary feedback and recommendation. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has expressed his commitment to facilitating the technical partnership between Nepal and Japan. Addressing the Japan-Nepal IT Forum 2025 held yesterday in Kathmandu, which was organized to enhance the technical cooperation between Nepal and Japan, the Communications Minister said the Government of Nepal, through the Communication Ministry, is actively promoting strategic collaboration with the Government of Japan to foster mutual growth in the digital and ICT sectors. Minister Gurung emphasized the need for Japanese investment in building green data infrastructure to support Nepal's goal for digital transformation and economic modernization in alignment with both regional and global needs. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives has passed a proposal to promote teachers in three ways. The Education Committee meeting held yesterday passed the proposal to promote teachers through internal competition, seniority performance evaluation, and efficiency evaluation. In the meeting, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Pant said that the country's situation should be taken into account while making laws. Minister Pant, while mentioning that free and basic education will be ensured to the underprivileged and often children, urged to accept the proposals brought in the interest of both private and government schools and to move the bill forward as much as possible. The committee is currently discussing the subcommittee's report on the school education bill. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel intends to take full control of the Gaza Strip, a move drawing sharp warnings from international leaders and United Nations. The BBC quoted Netanyahu's interview with Fox News as saying the goal is to remove Hamas, secure Israel's borders and eventually transfer Gaza to civilian governance, excluding Hamas or any group hostile to Israel. Hamas has condemned the plan, calling it an act of genocide and accusing Netanyahu of sacrificing Israeli hostages for political gain. The group also claims the move undermines stalled ceasefire talks. The Israeli military currently controls about 75% of Gaza. According to the reports, the plan would begin with a major offensive to seize Gaza City and key refugee camps, forcing over 1 million Palestinians to relocate further south. Tens of thousands of Israeli troops would be deployed, with a second phase to follow weeks later alongside expanded aid distribution. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which would run the aid effort, has been criticized by the UN and aid agencies for dangerous conditions as its food sites. Hundreds of Palestinians have reportedly been killed near those sites since May. Despite internal opposition from some Israeli officials, the Security Cabinet is expected to approve the plan. The war began on 7 October 2023 when Hamas killed 1,200 people in Israel and took 251 hostages. In response, Israel launched a full-scale offensive. According to local health authorities, the death toll in Gaza has now surpassed 61,000. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces and at some places of remaining provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Karnali and Sudur Paschim province along with the Tarai region of Lumbini province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses UN session on infrastructure and connectivity for landlocked developing countries, stresses need for enhanced infrastructure and transit systems to address challenges of landlocked countries. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel directs secretaries to prepare annual plans for effective implementation of budget for current fiscal year. 13 Nepali nationals remain contactless after cloudburst triggers flood and landslide in Uttarakhand. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu vows full Gaza takeover amid international warnings and rising civilian toll. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.